pales, displaying the depths of immorality, criminality, and insanity which has plagued mankind from time immemorial. Or perhaps they are something more. A frightening window into the unknown, the otherworldly, and the truly evil. One thing for sure, however, this jarring, well-crafted tale of desperation, death, and depravity has the power to rattle the expectant listener to the very core, as well as opening doors that might better stay closed. Dark roads which should not be traveled, and alleyways to misadventure which wander off deep into the weeds of self-doubt and isolation. So join us, please, on this unexpected journey into the unknown, which may well lead you into a room full of mirrors. But I warn you, you might not like what you see. But don't worry, I'll be with you every step of the way. Dr. Fu Manchu is a fictional villain who was introduced in a series of novels by the English author Sax Rohmer during the first half of the 20th century. The character was also extensively featured in cinema, television, radio, comic strips, and books for over 90 years, and he has also become an archetype of the evil criminal genius and mad scientist, while lending the name to the Fu Manchu mustache. Supervillain Dr. Fu Manchu's murderous plots are marked by the extensive use of arcane methods. He disdains guns or explosives, preferring dacoits, thugs, and members of other secret societies as his agents, usually armed with long knives, or using pythons or cobras, fungi, and even his tiny allies, the black spiders. He also uses other peculiar animals or natural chemical weapons. Fu Manchu has great respect for the truth. In fact, his word is his bond, and uses torture and other gruesome tactics to dispose of his enemies. The good doctor is described as a mysterious villain because he seldom appears on the scene. He always sends his minions to commit the crimes for him. In the novel, the insidious Dr. Fu Manchu, he sends a beautiful young girl to the crime scene to see the victim is dead. He also sends a dacoit to attack Sir Dennis Nyland Smith and Dr. Petrie. In his various evil attempts to take over the world and restore China to its ancient glory, Dr. Fu Manchu's main goals right from the beginning, he also tries to rout fascist dictators and then halt the spread of worldwide communism, both for its leaders' own selfish reasons. The infinite, clever, and nefarious Dr. Fu Manchu has extended his already considerable lifespan by use of the Elixir of Life, a formula that he spent decades trying to perfect. This, then, is the mysterious tale of Dr. Fu Manchu.
Chapter 1. A Midnight Summons. "When did you last hear from Nayland Smith?" asked my visitor. I paused, my hand on the siphon, reflecting for a moment. 2 months ago," I said. "He's a poor correspondent and rather soured, I fancy." "What, a woman or something?" "Some affair of that sort. He's such a reticent beggar, I really know very little about it." I placed a whiskey and soda before the Reverend J.D. Eltham, also sliding the tobacco jar nearer to his hand. The refined and sensitive face of the clergyman offered no indication of the truculent character of the man. His scanty fair hair, already grey over the temples, was silken and soft-looking. In appearance he was indeed a typical English churchman. But in China he had been known as the Fighting Missionary,